Now, the whole show made me laugh, and I only saw 10 minutes of it, but every bit of that made me laugh. Now, my favourite bit was the competition. But just before the competition, out of the commercial break, Richard decided to spontaneously just tell the time. But he wanted to be really accurate. So this is what happened.
Welcome back. We're here till 6 o'clock. And it's, what time is it now? 10-2? 5-2? 4-2. It's competition time.
Who cares? But you hear his watch go beep beep. So it's obviously a digital watch, and he still has trouble.
Welcome back. We're here till 6 o'clock. And it's, what time is it now? 10-2? 5-2? 4-2. It's competition.
How can you? It's 10 minutes out. Okay. So anyway, it's time for the competition. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So the competition. Judy Finnegan explains the rules.
This is a brand new game. You've not seen it before, but the twist is that we win you the money, or at least we try. So give us an advance. Here's how it works, Joan. Okay. You will see a picture and a word saying what that picture is. It will appear on the screen behind us. We can't see it. That is absolutely straight. We don't know what it is. You've got to describe that picture to us without using the actual word, okay?
Fine.
Now, if we guess what it is from your description, you'll hear this noise, which means you've won £1,000, and on we go.
Right, do you get that?
So far, so good.
Okay, so
I think so.
Imagine you're watching me. I'm the TV screen.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, now, Richard sits here. Judy sits here.
Yeah.
Behind them is a TV screen.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when the competition starts, a picture appears on the screen with the word above it of what the picture is.
Right.
So, for argument's sake, if it was, you know, a bucket, there would be a picture of a bucket and the word bucket on the top. Now, Richard and Judy can't see it. And the caller has to describe the picture, but without saying the actual word.
So you could do, like, rhymes with bucket or something?
No, you can't say rhymes with bucket.
No, you can't say bucket, Dave. It's a bucket. See, maybe Judy was right to explain it in such detail.
You go, it's a thing for keeping water in. It's made out of plastic. It's got a handle on it. You use it when you're washing the car.
Bucket.
And the millionaire music comes on.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Because it's on the wrong setting. So you understand that now, right? You see how that works. Okay. So anyway, she explains the rules, and then it's time to start the game. Now, would you like to tell me what the first... Would you like me to tell you what the first picture was?
I remember.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. The first picture was a hamster.
Okay.
With the word hamster above it. First caller on their first show.
Your 60 seconds starts now. Guess. What do you see?
It was something that would keep you very warm.
A blanket. Fire.
No.
Duvet. Yeah.
Go on, something.
Nope.
Give us another clue.
Dressing
orange,
gown?
White, colour, mingled.
Now,
dressing gown.
I don't know where she's going wrong on this. After Judy explained the rules so well. So, I don't know about you, but you know in television the presenters have earpieces.
Mm.
She's not doing very well, this woman. Now, out of all those descriptions, it keeps you warm when it's orange. Richard suddenly goes,
look,
is it an animal?
How the bloody hell did he know that? It's a picture of a hamster, for God's sake. I've never seen anything like it.
Your 60 seconds starts now. Guess.
Hamster.
What do you see?
It was something that would keep you very warm.
A blanket. Fire.
No.
Duvet.
Fire. That's great. So that would keep you warm. Fire.
Go on, something.
Nope.
Give us another clue.
Dressing
orange,
gown?
White, colour, mingled. Look
what?
Like
is it an animal?
Is it a thing? Or is it an animal? Or is it a
cat?
A person?
No.
No, it's not, no.
What?
Let's move on.
Move on.
Next month. Yeah.
Now, obviously, Richard and Judy have got very, very upset. So what happens when the time limit runs out? What does Richard normally do?
I'll give you the grand anyway.
No, he normally gets
one.
We'll give you a few more because, you know, some of the questions were difficult or whatever. So anyway, the next thing, as the final one, a picture of Pierce Brosnan appears on the screen.
Mm.
Okay? With Pierce Brosnan above it. So what would you say? You want Richard and Judy to say Pierce Brosnan, so what would you say?
007 actor.
What? 007 actor.
Smooth, suave, debonair.
Another name for 007 would be...
James Bond.
Bond. Mm.
Bond.
Of course.
The US Bond, I'd say.
I wonder what Judy would say if the caller said Bond.
And, Bond.
James Basildon. Bond. Pierce Brosnan.
Basildon.
As in the writing paper.
As in the what's his name, Rustini's character.
No, but that Basildon Bond is a type of writing paper.
No, but Basildon Bond was a character on that show.
It was the Ross Abbott's character.
Yeah, Ross Abbott.
Basildon Bond. Oh, and then just as I was thinking, thank you, Richard and Ginny, for providing me with the 10-minute link for tomorrow's show, then Richard went on one of his really bizarre behind-the-scenes tangents. Are you ready?
Go.
Richard!
You know, we did one game where everything behind us was red, right?
What have you
got? The first thing we saw was mustard.
What? What is he talking about?
You know, we did one game where everything behind us was red, right?
What have you
got? The first thing we saw was mustard.
Hello?
Richard, what are you doing?
While he was steaming, I was steaming in the beamer, just steaming.